Fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's favorite place to play daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. Just pick your sport and draft your team. It's like a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with the same players. Over $1 billion will be won at DraftKings.com this year, and you could be the next to win big. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code MOCKROLL to play for free. That's MOCKROLL for free entry now at DraftKings.com. MOCKROLL. DraftKings.com. Sign up now. Win big.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the MOCKROLL Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night, October 28th, and after a two-week hiatus, which seems like forever, it's the return of the Mock and Roll Show. I am joined tonight by my two fantastic co-hosts, J3, and not Montel Jordan, Damian Gessel. So my name is Sean Michael, and it's a pleasure to be here tonight with you guys. Hey, listen, before we even get into the show, can you guys believe that half of the season is gone already? I mean, it feels like we just got started. You know, it feels like it takes forever to get to the start of football, I should say, once it ends. And then it feels like it just goes by so fast. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's insane.
But, I'm calling that we have a 52-week NFL season. Just saying. I think it would work.
Okay. Well, if we're going to make predictions, I'm going to predict that in 8 weeks the NFL eight weeks, the NFL regular season will be over. We're never good at math on this show. We learned that in episode one. So
by 8 weeks, do you mean 9 weeks?
No, 8 weeks. It's week eight. Damn it, you're right. If you rewind this episode just about 30 seconds, you'll notice that I mentioned that we're not good at math on this show.
By we, do you mean?
What's that?
I said, by we, do you mean you? I actually made a math mistake on multiple occasions.
So yeah.
I think I started that trend.
I don't do math.
All right, guys, let's get right into the heart of this show. Rapid fire. First thoughts, Damien. The name Jim Bob Cooter.
Love it.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay, let's move on to another great name. Actually, a name better than that. Johnny? I'm just kidding. Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Orleans Darkwah.
You're a Giants homer.
That's a fun name to say.
It is fun. It is fun to say.
Get used to saying it.
Get used to saying it? Should we get used to you burning your waiver pick on it?
I already did.
Ah! All right, guys. Let's do what we do here on the Mock and Roll Show. Let's talk some fantasy football. On this week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing some love 'em or hate 'em, or Johnny suggested we use this. Now, John, I just want to say on a side note for any of you, game geeks out there and stuff. Johnny, of course, there's the Blizzard card game called Hearthstone, right? Right?
There is.
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah, there is. Okay. So anyway, I know you're a fan of Dr. Doom.
I am.
From the comics, well, there's a very, very card in the game called Dr. Boom. And you suggested Boomer Doom, so here we go. Welcome to the Mock and Roll Show's first Boom or Doom. I think I might hate that. Anyway.
I love it.
I know you do. Anyway, Damien, I feel bad for you. Just
let's
watching
get it trending worldwide,
bastard.
Guys.
What's that?
Let's get it trending worldwide.
Yeah, I don't know if I love that. By the way, John, I'm going to need constant up-to-the-second Mets updates, World Series updates, because that's what we talk about on this show, right?
Sometimes.
Okay. Anyway, Damien, I'm sorry, I don't mean to put you to sleep over there. Let's get into the show. Here we go. So we're going to rotate positions here. Damien, of course, is going to do, I believe, quarterbacks. Is that right?
Yeah, quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks. J3 over there is going to give us some love him and hate him with wide receivers. And then I'll wrap things up with running backs. What's that, John?
Wide receivers.
Wide receivers. All right, so Which one of you gentlemen would like to go first? Should we start with the team captains, those quarterbacks?
I'm ready. I was going to start with the guy with the shaved head, but you know that doesn't narrow it down. So I'll
start on it.
Come on, Pillsbury throw boy, throw us your quarterbacks. You want to start with Love'em?
I'm going to start with Love'em. The first guy I got on my list for my Love list is one Cam Newton, who plays this Monday night against the Indianapolis Colts. And I think Cam Newton is going to have a big day this week. His floor is really high because of the rushing, and he always is good to punch in a rushing touchdown, just as he did last week when he extended his go-go gadget arm across the goal line. I love Cam Newton this week. I think that Andrew Luck is going to put up just enough. You know, they'll do just enough to keep Newton throwing a little bit, although I'll get to Andrew Luck a little bit later, but I think Newton's going to have a big week.
I just want to say, Damien, if this was around the horn, I would have given you bonus points for using the term go-go gadget.
All right, I'll take them.
There you go.
All right, do you want to continue with Love'ems, or do you want to alternate?
I'll give you my next Love'em. My next Love'em for quarterbacks this week is Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has been underperforming. Everybody overdrafts Matt Ryan every single year. People value him more than he's worth. He always finishes like quarterback 10, and people think he's a lot better than he is. But I like Matt Ryan against Tampa Bay this week because Matt Ryan has been underperforming. They're going to want to get his confidence levels up this week, I think. Tampa Bay does not have a very good defense. I think Jameis Winston start to come into his own just a little bit, and I think he might throw a little bit. They might put up some points with Mike Evans. Most of all, I think Matt Ryan's going to want to get back on track with Julio Jones and maybe Roddy White. Roddy White's corpse, whatever's left there of Roddy White. So I think Matt Ryan might have a big week. And my third Love'em guy on my list this week is none other than Big Ben Roethlisberger, who's expected to come back this week off of his MCL and bone bruise in one of his knees. If I knew which knee, I guess that would be me researching too much. But he's expected to come back this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. We know, gentlemen, that the Cincinnati Bengals have a high-powered offense, especially passing offense. Andy Dalton's been on fire this year. Big Ben is going to have to throw a lot at home, mind you, to stay in that game. And, oh, my goodness, I'll tell you what. I mean, we knew what Antonio Brown was, but Martavis Bryant, he is a bad mamba jamba. He's really good, just as good as advertised. And they got Le'Veon Bell in that backfield. Big Ben, I'll tell you, give me Brady first, and give me Big Ben second rest of season. I think it starts this week.
I remember you saying that, before the show, and you and I were chatting, we were talking about this preseason even. I mean, I don't know that there's a more dangerous offense on paper, you know, when everybody's healthy, than the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, you have arguably the best running back in the NFL. I mean, you could argue that. Especially fantasy-wise, you have the best, the best guy. You have, arguably
best wide receiver. This guy, period. I think he's the best running back in the NFL.
Right, but my point is you have a guy in Antonio Brown who you could argue is the best wide receiver in the NFL. You know, you have Ben Roethlisberger, who may not be the best quarterback in the NFL, but a guy who is a seasoned veteran is easily, a top five or six quarterback in the NFL at lowest. And a guy knows how to deliver the ball and utilize the weapons he has. And then you have, right, like you said, Martavis Bryant, unbelievably explosive, and it clearly wasn't just a fluke, the numbers that you saw from him last year. And they have incredibly fast depth coming off the bench too. You know, Wheaton knows how to make plays if you get on the ball. Hayward Bay can sneak by you. So and then they have D'Angelo Williams as well coming off the bench. I mean, that's a dangerous team. And now that Roethlisberger's back, I think we're in for a lot. I think the AFC North is in a lot of trouble. So Damien, give me your Hatems, or do you want to move on to the next position?
I'll give you my hates unless anybody wants to challenge my loves there. Johnny, you're good with the loves that I said there? Newton, yeah, Ryan.
Listen, they're good starts. You know, if you have any of those guys on your fantasy team, you're in pretty good shape at quarterback.
Yep. Well,
my hates, I think, are a little bit controversial, so I want to hear what you guys have to say about my hates.
before you do, I just wanted to say something quickly, Damian, and that is this. Johnny, I'm going to hit you when it comes to quarterbacks, and you know we're each going to get a hit back on them. While we're definitely all in agreement that the quarterbacks you have are big, is there somebody, John, that for you, is there a quarterback that you think Damian could have substituted for one of those guys? Like, is there a guy that you love this week that he didn't mention?
No, I think he kind of hit him. You know, there's obviously some guys in there that, you know, that are still good. And, you know, I actually like Peyton Manning this week, you know, as a, you know, again, the Green Bay Packers have a good run defense. They have a good, good up front. If he can get a little bit of time in that pistol offense, the D-backs aren't great for Green Bay. They can be passed on. And I think Demaryius Thomas has a good game, because I think Peyton's going to have a good game.
So would you call him Pistol Peyton Manningvich?
Yes, I would. That's accurate.
That's what we call a reach. Anyway.
Well, Sean,
What's that?
That's the segue, man, to my hate list.
Do it.
First on my list, Peyton Manning. And I'll give Johnny that if Manning's going to turn it around this season for his fantasy season, you'd think that it would maybe be this week, because he's coming off the bye. He has, I don't know. I mean, hopefully they talked about some stuff. But his arm strength isn't coming back. And the Green Bay defense, especially the passing defense, is actually really good. So I don't see it happening. Peyton Manning to me, I'm not saying you drop him in fantasy. I probably wouldn't drop him, but I don't think he's going to finish higher than, I don't know, top 15, maybe finish top 12. I mean, that's not where he is right now. I'm not a buyer. I don't believe in it. I have him on my hate list this week.
All right. Who else you got on your hate list?
I also have two other guys, maybe are probably more controversial than Peyton Manning at this point. I have Aaron Rodgers on my hate list this week. He's playing up against the Denver defense. Aaron Rodgers, guys, he's a guy that if I own Aaron Rodgers in fantasy, I'm trading him this week. I'm getting rid of him. I think he's going to be top five rest of the season. I think he's still going to be very good. I'm not saying he's going to fall off a cliff. I'm just saying he has more name value than he has actual value. He hasn't been top three to this point, I don't think, in fantasy. He doesn't have Jordy Nelson has crippled that offense. Just as, you know, at the beginning of the season you thought it would a little bit, it really has. They really don't have anybody to throw it. Their number one guy is a slot receiver. Randall Cobb is a nice receiver, but he ain't Jordy Nelson. So it's been a big issue. And they get the Denver defense this week. The Denver defense is legit. They are a nasty defense in all fronts. Their front line is nasty. Their linebackers are nasty. And their cornerbacks are nasty. So Aaron Rodgers is going to struggle this week. Think week one of last year when they played the Seattle Seahawks and Aaron Rodgers looked like trash, or when they played the Buffalo Bills last year and Aaron Rodgers looked like trash. Hate him this week. And the final guy I have on my hate list this week is Andrew Luck, who plays on Monday night in Carolina against the Panthers defense that is not as nasty as the Denver defense, but they are nasty. And they have Josh Norman, who is basically the new Darrelle Revis at cornerback. They have a sick front four. K'Juan Short at defensive tackle has been killing it. And, of course, they have Luke Kuechly at linebacker. So I think Andrew Luck is going to struggle. Those are my three hate guys.
I like it. Johnny, anybody that is left off the hate list, in your opinion?
No, I don't know that I'd have Aaron Rodgers on my hate list. But you might be the only person who ever... Still, he's Aaron Rodgers. Whether he's number one or number six in our league, I still consider him the best quarterback in the league. You know, just watch him play. You know, even listen, he's missing really what he thought in the beginning of the year, his top two targets, or really his number one and number three target with Davante Adams and Jordy Nelson. He's number six with having, you know, Ty Montgomery, James Jones, and an underperforming Randall Cobb. So, you know, numbers are one thing, but I still, in my mind, consider Aaron Rodgers the best quarterback in the league, and I would put him on any hate list of mine.
I do, too. John, I think he's the best quarterback in the league, too, if you're talking about ability. But I'm talking about just fantasy points for this week. If you have him in season long, you're going to start him. But
yeah, I've seen him carve up defenses a lot better than Denver's before, and I don't see why he wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, I'll tell you right now, for me, I actually see both sides of that argument. I think Denver's defense is just beastly right now. You know, they I mean, I feel like, and this could just be the, you know, my perception of it, but I mean, it feels like, without looking at the numbers, it feels like Denver's defense is putting up points for that team every week. You know what I mean? And if they're not putting them up every week, I mean, they're batting down the ball. They're getting sacks. I mean, they have a great pass rush. You know, I think they have an underrated secondary. And then I just see the other side. I think Aaron Rodgers is exactly that. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's got plenty of weapons. You know, I know the running game has been a little bit suspect lately, but he's going to make plays. You know, my gut tells me that this is actually going to be kind of sort of a meeting of the minds with you guys. I think Aaron Rodgers has a very middle-of-the-road week. I don't think he does anything exceptional. I don't think he gets completely shut down either. You know what I mean? I can see for what you would probably consider, I think, to be a middle-of-the-road week for Rodgers, I think he throws for, like, you know, 230, a touchdown and a pick. You know what I mean? I think he has a subpar week, but I don't think he's going to fall off the cliff. I do, Damien, I do agree with you. I think now, if you want to get a good 2-for-1 and get two good players, I do think this is the time to pull the trigger. You don't want to wait until next week at the deadline. You know what I mean? You want to get it done now and clean it out. So
just to add one more thing, Damien. Listen, Denver's defense has been fantastic. But they've also only played Baltimore, KC, Detroit, Minnesota, Oakland, and Cleveland. Not really world beaters in offensive categories. So, again, I agree partially on the idea of that of you know the defense being that good, but yeah. Again, I don't think they didn't play New England. You know, they're playing Green Bay now. They got to play San Diego, who has you know Rivers, who's throwing the ball for millions of yards. So I think they haven't really been tested. They're going to be tested this week, no doubt. So
You're right. Don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not saying if you have Aaron Rodgers in season long, you sit him. What I'm saying is, if you have Aaron Rodgers and you have Carson Palmer, I'm playing Carson Palmer this week. If you have Aaron Rodgers and you have Andy Dalton too, I'm gonna probably play Andy Dalton. I mean, I'm not gonna go any lower than that. I'm not gonna play somebody way below that. But I probably have Rodgers this week at six or seven, where he really has been all season.
You're a bolder man than I, Damien.
A balder man, yeah, that's true.
I think we're splitting hairs on who's balder.
I see what you're doing.
Anyway, let's move on, Johnny. Let's talk some love and hate him with wide receivers, buddy. I know you've got some great picks there. So, who's first on your love list for wide receivers this week for week 8?
First on my love list, the number. Seventh-ranked wide receiver, the number two wide receiver, Julio Jones, going against Tampa Bay. He's
collectively we accept your apology.
Yeah, so, yeah. Sorry, guys. no, Julio Jones, man, he's a physical freak. He has great hands, 4.4 speed. He's a nightmare for any team, and Tampa Bay has been giving up tons of points, especially to wide receivers. I expect him to have a monster day.
Okay. Who's next? What do you got?
My number two wide receiver is DeAndre. I catch a million balls a game, Hopkins. He's another guy who is just totally entrenched in that offense. I would say probably close to, especially now with Aaron Foster, you know, being hurt, his production, he's going to catch an average of 20 balls a game. He just gets so much work. It's unbelievable. And he has great hands. I know in the beginning of the year, he had a, it was funny because he had a, I guess, his own little bet saying, I'm not going to drop a pass this year. He dropped the ball first game, but it seems like he catches just about everything thrown his way. So that's why Hopkins is number two on my list for love. And the third guy on my love list is the seventh-ranked wide receiver, Antonio Brown. And the reason I put him on here, and typically I wouldn't put a guy this high on here, a guy that was preseason number one, but after last week's, I think, five-point game or four-point game, he's getting Ben Roethlisberger back. He's getting the guy who knows him best, who really helps him achieve those numbers he gets. You know, you kind of see what happens when Ben's not there. But now having Ben back, even with, you know, Martavis Bryant doing good, drawing some coverage away, you're gonna see it's either you cover Antonio Brown with two guys or Martavis Bryant's going to be wide open all day. So I like Antonio Brown's week this week, especially with Ben coming back against Cincinnati.
And you know what? And I'm going to say I actually love Antonio Brown the rest of the season because Martavis Bryant is back. Yep. Martavis Bryant, right? You know, I mean, it's really pick your poison. You know, if you cover one too hard, clearly it's been proven that the other one is just going to light you on fire. So I think in fantasy football, and I'm not just saying this because two of the guys on this panel control both of these guys, but I really think if you're on a fantasy team and you have either Antonio Brown or you have Martavis Bryant, you're in a good position because on any given week, either one of those guys can light you up for 185 yards receiving and a touchdown, and the other guy can still with Ben Roethlisberger under center get 90 yards and two touchdowns. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't know. But
let me jump in right there because you bring up Martavis Bryant. They do NFL.com does these next gen stats where they give the average speed for each player, or top speed, or something like that. Basically, the fastest players each week. And they did wide receivers. And I think it was last week, or maybe it was a week before last, they did the next-gen stats. The number one wide receiver for speed was Martavis Bryant. The next five guys were all 3 inches smaller and 20 pounds lighter than him. I think number two was John Brown. And then it was Travis Benjamin. I mean, he's disgusting, guys. You know who he reminds me of? He's like Josh Gordon, but stronger. He's a freak.
Wait, Josh who?
Josh Gordon.
Damien, it's okay. You know what, Johnny? Damien will get back to you next season.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a guy, Johnny, a wide receiver that I want to throw out there that I absolutely love, and I feel like he definitely could have made your list. I mean, you want to talk a guy who has, a guy who has opportunity, a guy who can, you know, proves that he can play, and a guy who has a great matchup this week. You talked about DeAndre Hopkins getting, a million targets a game. I'm going to talk about a guy whose quarterback seems to throw the ball a million times a game in order to win or try to, and that is Keenan Allen of the San Diego Chargers. Keenan, I mean, Phillip Rivers, I feel like he's throwing the ball 60 times every single week, yeah. And I feel like he's done that his entire career because that team has nothing else to go on. Antonio Gates has been, he had a great first week back. Last week, this past week, he was inactive. They expect that he may, he could play this week. He's going to be out. So what I'm saying is, they've got Stevie Johnson who can make plays, and we know that. But Keenan Allen is the real deal this season. We talked about Keenan Allen having to come back here in the preseason, and that we thought it could happen. Well, yeah. You want to talk about a week to play the guy. This is the week to play the guy. Keenan Allen's going against a defense that is ranked 28th against the pass and 25th in total defense, yards allowed. I mean, they're playing the defense that gives up the second most fantasy points to wide receivers per game. Rivers throws the ball no matter what's going on because the running game isn't stepping up. I love Keenan Allen this week, not just in regular fantasy, but I love him as a daily fantasy play this week.
Yeah. No, that's good. If we would, again, we're only picking the top three. He probably would have been, 5, 6 on my list. But, yeah, he's definitely up there.
Yep. Who do you have for your hates?
Okay, my hate list, again, not the biggest things, but all these guys are currently top 10 wide receivers. My number one hate is James Jones for the Green Bay Packers. Again, the same reason why maybe, you know, Aaron Rodgers is on Damien's hate list is the Denver's defense. You know, I did say that, you know, they kind of had a softer schedule, but they're still a good defense, and there's no taking that away from them. I think again, we keep thinking James Jones is going to go away, but he's not. He's, you know, and I was the biggest, you know, one of the bigger guys saying, you know, this is a joke. You know, he, you know, there's a reason why they let him go before. There's a reason why, you know, he didn't, you know, didn't hang around in Oakland. There's a reason why he didn't make a team in New York. But this is him and Aaron Rodgers has this, they have this connection, which is unbelievable to me. But yeah, I don't think he's going away. But I think this week is gonna, you're gonna start to see his regression, at least for this week.
Do you think James Jones orders like cream of the crop dinners every week, thanking him for this opportunity?
He better if he's not. But yeah.
Can I ask you one question about James Jones?
Sure.
Okay, so earlier in the discussion about quarterbacks and stuff, when Damian was saying that he has Aaron Rodgers on his hate list, and I know you just touched on this, you know, regarding the Denver defense, you know, you really disagreed with Damian as far as having Aaron Rodgers on the hate list, and right. But in retrospect, you're saying that you have James Jones, you know, one of his top targets on your hate list, and clearly Eddie Lacy has not been performing like Eddie Lacy. You know, he's been Eddie Lacy that has cable. My question for you then is, if you still love Aaron Rodgers this week, but you don't like James Jones, who on that team do you love this week that's going to partner up?
I like Randall Cobb this week. I like Richard Rodgers this week. I like him using the tight end. James Starks is another guy. Again, he's not going to find a lot of room up the middle. But I do like, from what James Starks has done this year with Eddie Lacy not performing, he looks like literally one of the best backups in the league. You know, if you look at his stat line, he's producing whenever he gets the opportunity. So, and this hate on James Jones is more about James Jones, less about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the type of quarterback where if this guy is not open, or he doesn't think this guy is going to do something, he's going to spread it around. He's going to get Jeff Janis involved. He's going to get some of the other younger guys involved. Where I think Rodgers is such a good quarterback, he can put the ball in places where he needs to make the big plays.
I hear that, and I think that makes a lot of sense. I was just really curious to kind of get your side because, you know what I mean, they were sort of like, you know, conflicting. And, you know, it's interesting, James Starks, you know, from what I can recall in fantasy, he's one of those guys that whenever he's brought in because somebody's struggling or somebody banged up in the middle of a game, you know, when he's coming off the bench, James Starks has always looked phenomenal. And then when they need him to be the starter, he has no idea what he's doing. I just always find that fascinating. You know, somebody goes down, people go and burn their waiver picks on James Starks. He's going to start this week. And then James Starks doesn't produce anything. Coming off the bench, he's great. So, anyway, who's next on your hate list?
Sorry,
my hate list is what?
I just wanted to say real quick, since you brought up James Starks, one quick aside on Eddie Lacy, a guy I really respect who I listen to, Christopher Harris, he's harrisfootball.com. He like really dismisses people who say, well, Eddie Lacy this year looks fatter and looks slower. But you know, honest to goodness, listen, when I watch Eddie Lacy this year, the dude looks fatter. He looks fatter and slower. I disagree with Christopher. Christopher Harris, if you're listening, he's not. If you're listening, I agree with you.
Damien, the Green Bay Packers are cheeseheads. Of course he's fatter. They have cheese and beer. That's all they have up there. Give the guy a break. He's not on an NFL diet. By the way, I'm a guy right now that if Eddie Lacy is available in your league, I am buying him before the trade deadline because I think he picks it up. But anyway, Damian's out on that. Johnny, who do you got number two on your hate?
T.Y. Hilton is number two on my hate. And I'll tell you why. Josh Norman, that's why. He is playing fantastic football right now. T.Y. Hilton, he's a guy, you know, he's been okay this year. He's still a top 20 wide receiver, but, you know, for again, that team is just lost. The Colts look lost. And again, this is a team that we thought preseason was going to be, you know, one of the better offenses in the league. But I think Josh Norman and that Carolina defense shut him down. And I think they're going to have to go elsewhere. You know, you might be better off, you know, maybe looking at a Moncrief or, you know, someone else, you know, that's not named Andre Johnson. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't remember if it was preseason or if it was, you know, off the air or if it was on the air. But I remember at one point we were talking, you know, very early in football this year. I was talking with one of you guys about defense. We were talking about Carolina's defense, and you know they've had you know a good pass rush up front. You know, Kuechly in the middle there. You know, some good linebacker play. And we talked about how we felt like they didn't have anything at all in the secondary. And then, lo and behold, I mean, it's like that secondary has come to life, and they're playing great football. I think that defense is going to continue to perform this season, not just on a, you know, from a fantasy perspective, but I really think that they're going to be strong the rest of this year for that team. And I think that's a huge part of the reason, aside from Cam Newton's talent, I think that's a huge part of the reason why those guys are still undefeated. I mean, who'd have thought a team with that little to work with, not taking anything away from John Stewart, but Jonathan Stewart's not a guy that you always think of as like, oh, he's going to be a premier guy, because he can't stay healthy typically, you know? And then you only have that tight end. You were banking on Kelvin Benjamin, and that team just wins games. All they do is win. It's crazy. And you know what? And it's gonna continue this week. I think they're gonna beat the Colts, and I think they're gonna continue. It's crazy. But
I love
Johnny, who do you have? Damien?
I'm sorry. I love Cam Newton. Cam Newton is on another level this year, I think.
Yeah. Where was that last year when I had him?
Yeah.
Again.
Was it 2 years ago? Or, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem like that long ago when that team would lose games. You know, they questioned the way he reacted after games, how he would never put it on him. You know, he wasn't taking that leadership. And then it just seems like the last couple seasons, I mean, he's stepped up and been the number one pick in the draft. He's been the man. He's been a leader on that team. And he's never led like he's leading this season.
Yeah, whatever he's doing, keep doing it, because they look great.
Yep.
Right. My third hate is Travis Benjamin from the Cleveland Browns. He's a guy, literally, his average draft position was 64. He's right now, he's the sixth-ranked wide receiver in fantasy football. But he's going against an Arizona Cardinals defense where he's probably going to get locked up with Patrick Peterson and maybe with a little touch of a Honey Badger. So I don't think he has a great week this week. Again, who else, other than Gary Barnage, who are they throwing to? You know, Duke Johnson.
Yeah, that's – hooray.
I have something to say about that one. I actually disagree with the Travis Benjamin one. I understand the reasoning, and I thought about this. I do a column for a website called Draft Leads. We had James Rucker, the guy who runs it, on.
Yep.
I think Travis Benjamin is actually going to have a good day. I don't think Patrick Peterson has the speed to stay with a guy like Benjamin. Benjamin is a flyer. And the other reason I like Travis Benjamin is I think game script is going to be in his favor. I think the Cardinals are going to stack up points against the Browns. And I think that Josh McCown or Manziel or whoever they throw back there is going to be throwing the ball.
Even with Manziel, you're still kind of riding Benjamin, or
Manziel is the guy who threw the two long touchdowns to him and get the whole Benjamin train started. So I absolutely it'll be McCown this week, they said, but I think Benjamin. I don't think Peterson's going to stay with Benjamin. I think Benjamin's going to get a bunch of targets just because game script. You know, Carson Palmer's been carving teams up left and right.
The good thing about the Arizona Cardinals, which I still feel confident about this, is whenever they have a burner like a Travis Benjamin, there's always top. You know, there's always a help over the middle up top when Tyrann Mathieu isn't on the line, you know, like a Landon Collins or like a Troy Polamalu, because that's kind of what they do. They bring him up for run support, but really that's not really a threat for the Browns. So I think they're gonna have him play back, and they're gonna anticipate that long throw. So we'll see what happens. You know, could go either way. Could be, you know, he blows the top off the defense and goes for, you know, a 70-yard touchdown pass, or they could bottle him up. So we'll see. I have less faith in their quarterbacking, but we'll see.
All right. Now, are you guys ready for some real information?
If it's coming to you,
is Damien going again?
Yes. Damien, tell us about individual defensive players.
I'm the wrong guy for that.
Let's talk about some running backs for Love Hate Week 8. By the way, interesting side note. Statistically, all three guys in my love column all perform better on the road than they do at home. I thought that was pretty interesting. In every stat, which is, you know, except for maybe one. But, yeah, all of them. Anyway, here we go. Let's get started. I love a guy that everyone in fantasy football at this point should love. And if you don't, you simply should not be playing fantasy football. Sorry to break it to you. First person on my love list this week is St. Louis Rams running back Todd Gurley. You cannot stop him. You can only hope to contain him, I believe the phrase goes. Todd Gurley is on another level this year. But let's get down to it. Let's talk about some numbers. First of all, he's playing against a defense that is ranked second worst in total defense, allowing over 400 yards per game. 400 yards per game. And here's the thing. He's also playing against the second worst passing defense. So they're middle of the road when it comes to the run. And yes, Johnny, we did call that. But anyway, here's the thing: playing against San Francisco, it's going to be at home for the Rams. And you're talking about a middle of the road, Niners defense, but they're still allowing 113 yards per game. Damien, you don't count. but here's the thing about San Francisco. San Francisco's allowed the fourth most fantasy points per game to fantasy running backs each week. Todd Gurley, he's averaging an NFL best 110.5 yards per game, 6 yards per carry. And while this is a home game and he does average significantly more yardage per game on the road, he's done something twice at home this season that he hasn't done once on the road, and that is score touchdowns. I think he's going to continue with that. He had two last week at home. I think that he's going to have at least one this week, and I think he's going to put some points up there. I think it's going to be a great week, so play Todd Gurley or get Todd Gurley if you're doing daily fantasy. Pick that dude up. I can't imagine there's any argument with Todd Gurley.
I have something. I have a little impromptu game for you boys. You ready? Here we go. This is called Name 4 Running Backs You'd Want Rest of Season More Than Todd Gurley, and then apologize to Damien. Let's start with Johnny. Name 4 running backs you'd want more than Todd Gurley rest of season, and then apologize to me.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will apologize to you when you tell everyone that you dropped Devontae Freeman.
Oh, that's too deep. It cuts too deep.
Damien, you want me to edit that part out of the podcast?
Edit that out. Yeah, cut that out, man. Edit that out.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, since we're not doing that, I'm gonna move on to the next.
You're not doing it because you can't. Because you can't. He's top 3 rest of the season.
No. You are right. You are right that we can't name 4 running backs we'd rather have. I just meant that we can't actually apologize to you. not after everything else we've had to listen to. All right.
Fair enough.
You should apologize to us.
Yeah, okay, I can do it. I want Christine Michael. Thomas Rawls. Yeah, Amir Abdullah twice.
All right.
You know what, David? I will thank you. I will thank you. Okay? And here's what I'm gonna thank you for. I'm gonna thank you for not realizing that I've been taking something for granted that I shouldn't be. And I've taken it for granted for many years. And thanks to you this season, I appreciate it more than ever. And that is unlimited texting with no overage charges. You have blown us up.
All right.
Here's a little preview to the class I teach. I teach a class called Speech and Debate, and we talk about logical fallacies. This is called a red herring. I asked you a question about Todd Gurley, and you're distracting to all types of different topics because you don't want to talk about Todd Gurley because you can't win that argument.
There's no argument to be had. We are all, everybody on the show is all in on Todd Gurley. Clearly, we spoke a little bit too soon when we thought that they would be careful and watch his injury. Although, listen, I will say this, Damien. While he has been the bell cow, it's not about the fact that he's had insane touches like some running backs have. He actually hasn't had a ton of touches. I mean, especially when you talk about carries. He's had, of the three big games the dude's had, two of them, granted there were only one carry under it, but two of those games he's had less than 20 carries. One game he had 30 carries. So not feeding the ball 25, 26, 27 times a game, you know what I mean? So it's just that he's making mountains out of every single touch he has. The guy is unbelievable. You know what I mean? So, all right, back to my love list. We're going to talk about Chris Johnson, a guy who nobody would have told you that they actually wanted to have on their fantasy team, probably pre-draft, until they had already taken, like, three other running backs. Chris Johnson is playing at Cleveland this week. Cleveland, by far, the worst rushing defense in the NFL, allowing 151 yards a game. That should be against the law, okay? You're talking about a Cardinals offense that is on fire this week. I think Chris Johnson's going to keep doing what he's doing with the opportunities he has. Now, while there is concern, for me, because, Cleveland's defense actually isn't a terrible passing defense, I think there's a chance that Carson Palmer's numbers could be down a little bit. I think those receivers could be down a little bit. Not crazy, but I think they could be brought, back down to earth a little bit. And I think that'll be Chris Johnson's opportunity to kind of shine a bit. My prediction for Chris Johnson this week, he's been averaging about 81 yards a game. I think there's going to be a big uptick. I think this week you're going to see between 115 and 125 yards and a touchdown out of Chris Johnson this week on the road at Cleveland. And then last but not least on my love list for running backs this week is Baltimore Ravens running back Justin Forsett at home against the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers allowing the second most points to fantasy running backs this season. They allow over 132 yards a game. The second worst overall rush defense, by the way. That's important. Forget about the pass. Forget about last week. Justin Forsett, 36 yards on 12 carries against the Cardinals. Cardinals have a good defense. Don't live in the past. Live in the future. Buy Justin Forsett this week. Make sure that you're pushing him, and he's definitely going to reward you. Any disagreements there, guys? Anybody that you think I'm leaving off that list?
I don't disagree with you, Chris Johnson, and probably none of our listeners should listen to me say to sell high on a guy. Remember a few weeks ago I told you to sell high on Devonta Freeman, and that was bad advice, clearly. But
yes.
I after this week, I agree, Sean. I think Chris Johnson's going to have a big week against Cleveland. I would sell high on Chris Johnson because I don't think he's going to keep it up. Some of his carries have been fluky. He had a 62-yard run in this last week that he was down, and the tacklers gave up, and he just ran 60 more yards. That was a fluke.
I don't disagree with you. Because he's not going to have any other opportunities to run against teams that allow over 150 rushing yards a game. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, and let's be honest, that's not even bad. That's 20 yards worse than the second worst defense per game.
Yeah.
Johnny?
He's CK okay.
All right, Damian, is there anybody I left off the love list? Is there somebody that comes to mind that you think should be added as honorable mention?
I can't think of anybody.
Okay, then let's go to the hate list. Here we go. Two of these guys have teams that are playing against each other. So let's start with them. On my hate list, I'm going to start with Chris Ivory, running back of the New York Football Jets. Not Football Giants, Jets. Anyway, Chris Ivory is playing at Oakland, a team that only allowing 100 yards a game. They do allow the 11th most fantasy points to running backs, each week, but Chris Ivory's coming off that nagging hamstring injury. They are playing against the 26th ranked defense, which might make you think, well, why wouldn't I want to play Chris Ivory? Well, here's why. Because they have the third ranked rush defense, and one of the horrifically worst passing defenses this season. The Jets, Oakland, you would think has some things going, but Oakland's passing defense looks bad this year, and statistically they're not performing well. So Anyway, only 84 yards a game. You know, that's a big difference from, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean that they allow 100 yards a game. What I meant is Chris Ivory is averaging 100 yards a game. I think you're going to get a downtick. I think he's going to be under 100 yards. Might not get the end zone. But because, here's what I do think, if you have any of these guys, I think because the Raiders' passing defense is so bad, I think this is going to be a great opportunity that the Raiders are going to focus on stopping the run because Chris Ivory's been on fire, and I think it's going to open up big opportunities for Fitzpatrick, Marshall, and Decker this week. I think the Jets are going to be throwing the hell out of the ball. So he's first on my hate list. Any thoughts?
I agree. I think Oakland's defense is really good. You talked about the difference between run defense and the pass defense. I think some of the pass statistics are a little bit inflated. Last week they got Phillip Rivers, and they got ahead way, way, way ahead, and Rivers spent the whole game just chucking the ball. I'm not disagreeing that their pass defense is worse than their run defense, but I just think Oakland has a really good defense, and Chris Ivory is coming off some nagging injury, so I think it's a really good call.
Okay. Well, coming up next is going to be his counterpart on the other side, and that's going to be I hate Latavius Murray this week, which sucks because I have Latavius Murray in our fantasy league. Latavius Murray is playing against the Jets defense that allows the fewest points in fantasy football to all opposing running backs. Latavius Murray averaging over a yard less at home where he's playing this week than he does on the road, which might not be a big deal, except that that home average is 3.8 yards. So that's some cause for concern, especially when you're playing against a great rush defense. He's averaging 3 less points per game at home this season, even though that offense has been looking, you know, pretty good. That Jets defense, I mean, they're the number two total defense in the NFL. They're not letting things happen. They're stopping everything. Only allowing 71 yards per game to running backs. They have the fourth best passing defense. Like I said, number one rushing defense, number four passing defense. I just don't want to take that chance. So honestly, I wouldn't want to play anybody on Oakland's offense unless I absolutely had to this week. I feel like it's not going to be a very good week for Latavius Murray, unfortunately. Thoughts?
No, I buy that.
Yeah. The Jets defense is I wouldn't even play. I'm not playing Amari Cooper in DFS this week. I think Revis is going to take Cooper as a challenge and try and shut him down or try to.
I agree. And then the last guy on my list, and you guys would be able to tell me right away if I'm right about this thing, but I believe this guy is the guy who dominated fantasy last week at the running back position. And if I'm correct, the guy who I believe scored the most points in fantasy among running backs last week was Lamar Miller. Is that correct?
It was.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Lamar Miller is the last guy on my hate list this week, unfortunately. I think Lamar Miller is going to be great the rest of the season. I think Dan Campbell has definitely sparked new life in that offense. I mean, you don't need to take my word for it. Watch television, you know. But I think that it's going to be a tough week for Lamar Miller this week. I think the passing game is going to be tested, for Miami. Yes, he's got 419 yards on the season, but 288 of those came in the past 2 weeks. They're traveling to New England this week, which clearly boasts and shows the best offense in the NFL. You know, Brady is playing out of his mind because he's got a grudge. But let's talk numbers here. I mean, the Patriots are owing, Lamar Miller is, only averaging 4.3 yards on the road. And yes, they're a middle of the road defense. The New England Patriots aren't anything crazy to speak about when you talk about stopping players. They are giving up yards, but they're not giving up points. And Lamar Miller's going against a defense that's allowed the fifth fewest fantasy points to running backs this season. I think this game is going to be a shootout. If New England, puts them down early, I think they go into panic mode, and I don't think Dan Campbell's going to want to get, outscored and be down the whole game. So I think this might be a big week for Tannehill. But I think this is your week to pass on Lamar Miller this week as a guy who's going to give you big points. I think if he hits 10 points, that would be a good week for him this week. Any objections to that?
I think this is the trap game. And I'm not saying Lamar Miller's going to have a great – I'm a Lamar Miller owner, and I don't think he's going to have a great game. I think he'll have an okay game, but I think this is a trap game for the Patriots. This Miami team is playing inspired football right now under Dan Quinn. Their defense looks good, real good. You know, and Tannehill is reading the defenses. He's making the throws. This is the Miami team that we thought we had beginning of the year. There's something about this game that screams trap game to me. Listen, I think this is New England's first loss.
I'm gonna do something that I do frequently, both on this show and in real life. I'm gonna disagree with both of you. I'm gonna disagree with Sean. I love Lamar Miller this week because I think the Patriots. Okay, I disagree with Sean about Lamar Miller, and I disagree with Johnny about the Patriots. I think the Patriots will win this game. Who are you taking, Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill? Sometimes the simple answer is the right one. You're taking Tom Brady. I think they'll win the game. I don't know that they'll win it going away, Johnny, you know, if their defense is playing harder. But the Patriots just beat a dominant Jets defense, that dominant team. I don't think that the Dolphins
barely beat a Jets defense.
They barely beat them, but they beat them, yeah. Lamar, if you're the Dolphins – and you're facing up against Tom Brady, what are you going to do on the road? You're going to give the ball to Lamar Miller until he pukes. I think Lamar Miller is going to get a ton of touches this week in the screen game. They're going to hand the ball off to him. The Patriots don't have a good defense. They can't stop the run. If they have any hope of winning this week, Dan Campbell knows he's got to put the ball in Lamar Miller's belly and let him do his thing. I think Lamar Miller will have a big week.
Well, again, like I said, you know, they can feed him the hell out of the ball, and if he has a good week, I think it's going to be because of yards. I don't think Lamar Miller sees the end zone this week unless it's a carry inside the five. I just don't. They, like I said, they're not giving up points to running backs, and they're playing against good running backs. They're playing against Chris Ivory.
Yeah, I think they're not giving up points to running backs because they get ahead by like 25 points, and they can't run.
That's fair. What's the over under on fantasy points in standard leagues, Damon, that you're giving Lamar Miller this week?
I'll say, you know, 14.
You're gonna take 14, Johnny? Are you taking over or under 14 for Miller in standard fantasy this week? Not because you have him
in standard under, but I'm giving him over 10 though.
Okay, I'm gonna take under, and I'll take 10 even. So anyway, interesting. So those are our love hate lists. Just to recap, for quarterbacks, Damian says that he loves Cam Newton, Matty Ice, and he loves Ben Roethlisberger coming back off his injury. And I think of all the people on that list, we all would say that Ben Roethlisberger is a guy that you just strap on your seatbelt if you've got him and enjoy the points for the rest of the season if he stays healthy. And then on his hate list, he's got Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and Andrew Luck. When you're talking about wide receivers this week, J3 over there, he loves DeAndre. I catch infinite passes because there's nothing else going on with my team. Julio Jones and Antonio Brown. By the way, guys, do me a favor. Don't miss your flight to next week's show or you'll be cut from our team, okay? Okay. And then of course that's a Ryan Mallett joke, folks. Anyway, wide receivers, Johnny hates James Jones, T.Y. Hilton, and Travis Benjamin of the Cleveland Browns. On my love list for running backs, we've got Todd Gurley, we've got Chris Johnson, and on the road against Cleveland, and Justin Forsett of the Ravens. And my hate list, we have Chris Ivory, Latavius Murray playing in the same game, and Lamar Miller of the Dolphins, which Damian, has a difference of opinion on. So, you know, you gotta make your decision there if you have Lamar Miller and you have depth, you know. Let us know what happened if you made a good decision or a bad decision. If these guys you were playing at your flex, get in touch with the show. We haven't mentioned all show. How can we miss our shameless plug? We are on Twitter at Mock and Roll Show, on Instagram at Mock and Roll Show as well. And while we haven't posted any new pictures lately, I can tell you that the likes and the follows keep coming. People are just finding these pictures. So thank you guys for the support. Lots of laughs from Mr. J3 over there, throwing up some good stuff. And share them on your Facebook. What?
I said, I know the funny. Can you tell?
He does know the funny. Guys, we have about 5 minutes left on this show, and I know earlier you talked about maybe doing some running back re-rankings. So, you know, not necessarily rapid fire, but let's quickly talk about this. Obviously, the running back landscape in fantasy football has been a complete disaster with the exception of a couple names, whether it be because of injuries, guys forgetting how the hell to play football in the NFL, offensive lines that just don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know what is going on, but I feel like we're in the twilight zone of fantasy running backs this season, guys. So that, you know, that being said, let's collectively talk here and see if we can kind of, you know, reach an agreement here. I mean, would it be fair to say that even though we got some young guys that are really stepping it up, I think it's fair to say that Le'Veon Bell is clearing away the number one guy that you're going to have on your list when you're talking about fantasy running backs. I mean, is there any disagreement there?
I disagree. Okay. I got Todd Gurley number one.
Oh, you disagree. You have Todd Gurley number one.
Todd Gurley number one.
Wow.
Now I cannot tell you that I'm really up on my Rams numbers. But I mean, are what?
J3's forgetting the sauce. You're forgetting the first S in sauce, J3.
And that is
situation.
I mean, for me, Todd Gurley is getting a lot of play, and he's going to continue getting a lot of play. But at some point, when that team is down, and they have been down a lot. You know, they have to throw the ball a lot. And I think Le'Veon Bell is in a situation where whether they're down or not, they're going to give him the ball. And they have a passing game that the Rams don't have that can open up opportunities for him. You know what I mean? I understand. I have Gurley actually, in my opinion, I would probably put arguably Gurley at two. I think Gurley's a monster right now. But then again, I don't want to take too much away from AP. Who do you guys, if you have one, Gurley at one, I would assume you have Bell at two.
Freeman at two, Bell at three.
I could argue, you know, Freeman in his situation, but I'm a little surprised that you have Bell and Freeman under Gurley, who's probably in the worst situation of the three. I mean, Damien, does that catch you by surprise a little bit?
Yeah, it does. Freeman at two doesn't surprise me. I have Freeman at two also. I definitely have Bell at one. I'm going to put Freeman at two. I'd have Gurley at three.
So
yeah.
So let me just say, let's take away order from this. We agree that the top three fantasy running backs in whatever order are Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, and Devonta Freeman.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Peterson's right there too, though. And so is Forte.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, I would take Forte.
Yeah, I'd Peterson four, so.
Yeah, I mean it's so tough because
here's how I see it personally. I see Bell at one, then a gap, then Freeman and Gurley, and the other two. Honestly, I have Bell.
I don't see the gap because honestly, you know, again, if we're not talking about what they did last year or the year before, I'm talking about right now. If we're and right now Freeman is doing everything Bell's doing, but a little bit better. He's catching the ball even when they're down or when they're up. He's running the light. He looks like a man possessed. Granted, talent-wise, you know, Le'Veon Bell is a talent. There's no doubt about it. But you have to look at what's going on the field, the production of the player. And I really think I think Todd Gurley, just, again, situation what it is, he's still getting the ball. And he's going to keep getting the ball even when they're down. Again, that the Rams, they don't have a great passing team. Like Foles is okay. The receivers, you know, Brian Quick's, yeah, who knows where he is. You know, they have some piece of Tavon Austin, but they're going to throw to Todd Gurley too. He's a guy who gets a lot of reception. Again, that's one thing you can see with all the top three guys. All top three running backs that we're talking about are all pass-catching running backs. And I think maybe that's the formula for a top running back is, you know, look at for my five, I have Matt Forte. Again, another guy who catches a lot of balls out of the back. So I think that might be the formula for, you know, an NFL running back. You have to be able to catch the ball. You know, be a three down back. So again, we're splitting hairs at the top three, but
I just think you know, if you're talking about Freeman, the only thing with Freeman is he's the only guy on that list to me that doesn't belong talent wise. But I still would have him at two.
Well, see, you know, this is really our first real taste of him, like as him being a full-time starter. So it's hard for me to say that, you know, right now, because we don't know. Because if you're going off of, you know, IC, you know, information, he looks just as much of a productive running back, a physical athletic running back, as anyone on this list.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to take out what happened last year. I'm trying to take the name of the jersey off and kind of look at what's going on with that player. And it's hard for me to say that Le'Veon Bell is heads and shoulders above or a gap above Devontae Freeman right now, and I don't think that he is.
Real quick, because I have a quick question. I know we're getting ready to wrap things up and go off the air, but I just thought of something I wanted to ask you guys on the air tonight. But just really quick, end of the season, who finishes the better fantasy back, Devonta Freeman or Le'Veon Bell? I'm taking Bell.
I might take Freeman. And I hate to say it, I might take Freeman. I don't think it's going to be that far apart either way. But if I'm going to go, I'm going to, you know, listen, and be it may, I have a dog. I have a dog or a horse in a race, so I'm going to go Freeman. I like what he's been doing. He doesn't look like he's slow. And even last week, his slow week last week, he still got 14 fantasy points. And that was a slow week. He still got 100 all-purpose yards. So,
for sure.
Yeah, I think Bell with Ben coming back, Bell's situation just got even better. I my answer is Bell. I don't disagree with Johnny. That's not going to be that far apart. However, I think you've seen the best of what Freeman has done. I think Freeman just did his best work. I don't think he's going to fall off a cliff. I mean, his floor is really high, but I think Freeman's going to regress a little bit to the mean, a little bit, and I think Bell is going to get even better. So I'll take Bell.
Now, as we wrap the show up here, guys. I did have what I felt was a fairly interesting question I wanted to ask you guys and kind of get your take on it. So it's become obvious with the perplexing and just really kind of dismal running back situation that's been going on in Dallas with such a talented line that seems to be underperforming and running backs that seem to be underperforming. Darren McFadden has really kind of stepped up his game. You know, there was no question that the guy was the better pass blocker on that team. I mean, if you watched last week's game, some of the blocks he made in that Giants game were phenomenal. I mean, he was crushing guys that were coming back there. He ran the ball better, you know, and he's looked like Darren McFadden, you know, should have looked for the last few years, except for the fact that he's been banged up and beat up. And right now he seems to be healthy. So my question to you guys is, number one, A, barring some sort of an injury setback, do we have the Dallas Cowboys starting back for the rest of the season? All joking aside, I know we were about Christine Michael, but if he stays healthy, do you think they're tired of every week trying a different starter? Or do you know what I mean? What do you guys think?
I'll go real quick. No, I think that's a revolving door there. I think they're going to keep going with the hot hand. You know, this week and next week might be McFadden. I think you can still see Christine Michael. I don't think that you've seen the last of Joseph Randall. I think it's going to be whoever, until Romo and Dez are back full time, until they get something kind of cemented there, I think it's going to be a revolving door. It's going to be whoever's the hot hand is going to get the ball. They're gonna be like St. Louis was a couple years ago when they had Trey Mason, Zach Stacy, you know, Cunningham. Whoever's doing well, they're gonna throw in there.
Yeah, I think they want consistency, and I think if McFadden can provide it, I think you're looking at the starter for the rest of the season. I just don't think that McFadden has any chance of staying healthy. He never has stayed healthy.
Well then. Really quickly, my last question, and actually this one is directed at you because you've definitely been one side of this, you know, on one side of this. And again, all jokes aside here, in all seriousness, if McFadden goes down, who takes the first handoff?
I mean, for this week, it'd be Christian Michael because Joseph Randall's not going to play.
No. The team has Darren McFadden goes down.
Yeah.
Whether it be this week, next week, just. You know, flat surface, level playing field. Who does that team give the first opportunity to? Are they going to give Christine Michael an opportunity to shine, or are they going to go with the safer play with you know, maybe the lower ceiling and go with Joseph Randall? What do you think?
Here's what I think. There's something is not clicking for Christine Michael because the guy is if you look at his combine stats and just watch his tape. I mean, just watch the guy carry in the NFL. He pops off the page. So if he figures something out, he could be an absolute monster on that team. But that's the big question. Will he figure it out? I think you haven't – for as much as I've talked about Christian Michael and made all kinds of stupid predictions about him, you haven't heard the last from the guy this year. Now he's even one step closer with Randall being out. They want to give McFadden opportunities. McFadden looks okay. I know he had a big week. He's still McFadden. He doesn't look great to me. And he's going to get hurt. You haven't heard the last – unless Christian Michael is literally – his head is literally filled with rocks and he has no idea how to learn the plays. It's possible. It's totally possible that he's just a guy's an idiot. But if he has anything going on in his head and he gets you know, more than 5 carries in a game, if the guy gets 10 carries in a game, I think the Cowboys are going to have a hard time not giving him more than that, because he's that much of a talent, in my opinion.
See, quickly, John, I just wanted to say that since you're a guy who, you know, loves comic books and things like that, I want to say that I feel like Damian subtly declared that that Christian Michael is some sort of a supervillain when he declared that we haven't seen the last of him, you know, with some sort of like...
We haven't seen him yet. Let's see him first, and then we can say, yeah, we haven't seen the last of him. You guys know, I've said it on the podcast, I've said it to Damian, you know, in messages, I am not a believer. He's a guy who, again, with all the, you know, combine hype, you would think he would be able to break out somewhere. And the only time we've seen him pop off the page is in preseason game when he's going against 2s and 3s. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Hey, quickly as we wrap things up, by the way, guys, it's great to be back. And to our listeners, this will be going up for podcast. It should be up tomorrow morning. So, you know, make sure to go ahead and download it if you're watching the live show now on YouTube. You know, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or you can look us up on Podomatic. You know, we're here on Wednesday nights, typically, live from 9 to 10, as you can see right now. And, hey, go sign up at DraftKings.com, by the way. They're giving away, you know, over $1 billion this year, maybe even 2, I believe I read somewhere, unless they get shut down. But anyway, go ahead and sign up at DraftKings.com, get your free entry, use the promo code MOCKROLL, M-O-C-K-R-O-L-L, just like the show, and play today. Any quick thoughts before we sign off the air, guys? Quick 30 seconds, you guys have anything?
No, man, just, play your studs. That's all I got to say. Start your studs, and I think you'll be all right.
The more you know. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. J3, Damian, it's great to talk fantasy football with you guys. And you know what? I'll see you two clowns right here next week on the Mock and Roll Show. Have a good night, everybody.